Okay. B'siyata d'shmaya. We learned the Gemara yesterday on the Kuf Hei Amar Aleph. We have to analyze the Gemara very carefully today and see what exactly is the sugya's driver. B'siyata d'shmaya. Chazer again. We have a concept of a chalitza, which is nothing, a chalitza, which really works, and there's something in between, which in some ways, de facto, the worst of both worlds. It doesn't work enough to make a mutter to marry, just enough to make a puzzle to Yibun, and what makes matters worse, which you'll see today, more the most, she may then have to require a chalitza from each and every one of the brothers. Now that could be a royal house, it could be a disaster, one brother, that's not a place you want to be, at most, as we shall see soon. Okay, so let's analyze over here the sugya. The Gemara over here, we're going to start because the Gemara, let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says over here, the Mishnah that starts on Kuf Dalam and Aleph and goes over to Omid Beis. It's obvious there's no chalitza proper. There's kriya, there's chalitza, and there's rikika in that order. Although there's a kriya at the very end too. We saw kriya, and then there's a chalitza. How should we say it? Her kriya, his kriya, chalitza, rikika, and her kriya. That's the order which we found. What's ma'akev? So everyone reads chalitza's ma'akev, for sure. What happens if there was a chalitza without a rikika? Rabbi Lezda says it's no good. Rabbi Kiva says chalitza's a kshera. That's just the starters. That's the basics. The Gemara has a whole back and forth, and the Gemara has the very bottom. Last line of Kuf Dalam Beis. Remember Rabbi Kiva, Rikika lo pasla. So we have more assuming until now. But Tanya, Cholta velo rakaka, velo kara, chalitza sekshera. Okay, she did the chalitza. That's good enough. Rakaka velo cholta velo kara, chalitza sepsula. Okay, that means something happened. Kara v'lo roka v'lo cholta ain't kind of base mechel. She have all three examples, right? You have a chalitza kshera, a chalitza psula, and nothing. Nothing is better than in between. This is nothing. You have a clean slate. You do one more good chalitza and you're home free. You don't have to worry about many chalitzas. You don't have to worry about psul leave. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Man, ilayim Rabbi Lezer, cholta v'lo roka v'lo kara, chalitza kshera, v'am Rabbi Lezer. No. Rabbi Lezer says it's ma'akev. We saw that in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalim and Beis. Must be Rabbi Akiva. V'katani, rakaka v'lo cholza v'lo kara chalitza. So psula, leman, yilema li'alma pshita, mi'ayve chalitza, dishtar li'alma, there was no chalitza. Elalav li'achin. Shema mino. So Rabbi Akiva holds the Nisa d'Rabbanan, right? If there was a rikika, as opposed if there's a kriya. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, maishna rikika, maishna kriya. Kriya the Isya Bain Bitchila Ben Bisov Lo Michlafalay. Isn't no one's gonna make any mistakes. It's a matter of mistakes over here. Okay? Rikika the Bitchila Lesel Bisov Isa Michlafalay. For Asu le Mishre Chalutza Liachin. Stop right here. What does it mean? Well, Rashi explains very well. Rashi's over here. Kriya. Ben kodem chalitza mein yavami. Ben leacha chalitza kocha yasa. Inami aminan tisyabem lo michlef ali inchi v'chalitza. The last of the meimar hach basar chalitza is yabem. The army hach kriya de mikame chalitza avoy. No one's going to make any mistakes. Ava rikika, the last of the achas chalitza, michlef ali inchi. In other words, the fact that it's a kriya, we'd have that there's a kriya before. It's like, oh, it's a kriya before. There was no chalitza. But rikika comes in the normal order only after the chalitza. Nonetheless, I feel lucky. Hadro misya bemis. V'asil the mishri chalutza, which is a disaster. Chalutza may not marry the yachin under Issa Doraisa. Kemish labona shuv layivne. That's what we're afraid of happening. Any questions so far? You have to understand the Gemara. Klar. Got it? So far? Part one of the Gemara. This all starts back where the Gemara had said. Back on Kuf Dalam and Beis, Shol Chalei Lavua the Shmur. That's what it starts. Yivama shiroch katachlots michlal divslo meyachin. Mani. It goes back the whole story. And we said the Ritva said, and more thought this point was the Isa Daraisa, and now Yimon concludes on Amar Alv, the Isa Darabonim. Okay? Now there's another version, Rabbi Osai, of what Sholch Levavuah de Shmuel. He got the army, Rabbi Osai, look, I'll be in Kufayim and Alv. A different version, a whole different version. Hachi Sholch Levavuah. A different thing they sent to Avuah de Shmuel. Not the what, Yimon Shirok Kotachot, Michal Dislevach, Chikinolul Duyibun. No, a different story, completely different story. Yavama Shirokaka Taklots, that part is correct. The first two are identical. But the earlier the Gemara said means Michlal Divs Lemeachin, that was the inference of sent to Avuah de Shmuel. No different inference. Vienna Tsarok Tricha Lorak Pamacheris. A new inference. Once she spit and then did the Chalitza, there's no need for a second act of Rakika. Okay? Well, it says, he with a small base of the Bachas. Kehi yivomo da asa the kameh de Rav Ami. Habi yosir Rav Ami abba bar mamal kameh. Rokoko mi kameh de tachlot. Whoa. She did a bad thing. Omo le Rav Ami. Chalotz lo. Vishara la tigra. Rashi klomar. Ptor vishalchen mi bezn. Out. No second rikika. Omo le Rav Abba vabinan meirik. What did he answer? Ha rokoko lo. Nu. Viteregum apakach. Let her do it again. Let her do it again. No, it's a bad idea. Why is it a bad idea? Nafik mine churva. To be something bad. Nafik mine churva. We don't want anything bad coming out of these things. Right? We're afraid of churva. Right? What's the churva in this case? The amri ted of a tiro, amri, the people will say, rikika kamaisa les b'meshosh. The fact that we required a second Rikika indicates the first Rikika is GMG. It's garnish with garnish, it's nothing with nothing. Okay? That's the implication. We required a second one. And therefore, what's going to happen? V'asi le'mishri chalutza la'achet. What does that mean? Chalutza la'achet. We're talking about chalutza over here. Rashi. Ami Rikika kamaisa se mashosha v'lo posla me'achet. U'man d'chozim d'misyad masovar. Rikika basa chalitza avoy ki yurchei v'sharina and chalutza liyachim. That's chaz again. What's going to happen? Let's review again. It was a second rikika. So what's the person going to see? The person's going to think that the first rikika was nothing. And what are they going to say? For also the mishri chalutza liyachim. On what basis? It's hard to read this gemara. Let's read it again. Read the Rashi again. Ami Rikika Kamais Lesbe Mashosho below Pesola Meyachin. Okay, that's the first mistake. That the first Rikika is nothing. What will lead to that mistake? You require a second Rikika. Now the original mistake, the what? That the first Rikika is nothing, and some other onlooker, Uman the Chazi bin Bisyabma, and what's gonna happen? If we're going to in fact say the first Rikika is nothing, and a Yibum after it can in fact happen, Sabah Rikika Bas Chalitza Avon thinks that this Rikika was after a Chalitza, Ki Yurche, which is the normal order. V'sharina and Chalutza Liachet. Still, it's quite a complex Gzeir over here. Think about it for a minute. We already said it twice, we'll say it a third time, so we get it straight. What exactly happened over here? What are you afraid about? If there'll be a second Rikika, so people will start saying, you know, a Rikika, an initial Rikika is nothing. Okay, good. Now there'll be another case. What is initial Rikika? And someone else will say, oh, this Rikika is nothing. And another guy will say, well, there was a Chalitza before. And even though there was a Chalitza before, it was followed by Rikika, she could still have a Yibum, which is a disaster. It's a pretty complicated disaster unfolding over here, but that's what the Gemara says. We're almost finished with the Sugi. I have been on Kisidron. But you require Kisidron? That's in the wrong order. Kisidron lo ma'akva. Who saw the Chuyuka Matri? He said, no, it's true. Ben Shiktim Chalitza Lukika, Ben Shiktim Chalitza Lukika, Masha Osa Osui. This is quoted in the Sugan Kuv Vavam and Beis. Yes, there it does say that it's better to do it in the right order, but nonetheless, it's not ma'akev, period. End of the Sugi, Rabbi Osa. The next part of the Sugi will come to a little bit later, but let's first analyze this part of the sugya, the siyata b'shamayim. Okay, Rabbi Osa, let's go together. Let's take a look at the Tosfos. La'achin psula. La'achin psula. Mashmash psula la'achin. Midikotani psula. The word psula means psula la'achin. Va'afilu le'vandava b'kol aget. The machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. Gittin chav dalav and beis. Kol mokom sheshanu chachamim chalitza psula. Ein oposel es ala la'achin. I think it's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Hocha dieg midloktani ein kan beis mechush. Didn't say as he said. What did it say in the safe in the third case? Ein kan beis mechush. In the middle of the case, it says chalitosa psula. So therefore, it's a deal. But here, everyone agrees that what it's asur alach udalo kepirish akuntris goes against Rashi's pshat. What did Rashi say? Take a look over here on both sides. Elav ashmina de psula biyachin. The Rashi, the last of the wide lines on top. The kaimel of a meseches gittin chav dalid kol makom sheshaninu. That's Shmuel speaking. Pasna Shmuel. The pirish go back to Tosfos. The asir kimandam is Shmuel. Kol makom sheshanu chachamim chalitza psula poselas. If Rashi is correct, you know what's wrong with Rashi? Diem kain beloshim diu kavamotza the milkumi bekavosei. You don't have any diuk, you don't have any chidushim. It's obvious. Must be the chidush over here, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who normally holds that chalitza psula does not necessarily mean poselas alachim, just means it's no good. But here, in contrast, to enka beis mechush, it would be psula alachim. That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We'll come back to Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar as we go. Okay, Rabbi Elazar? Fine. Before we get to the Shver Rambams, I asked you all to bring in Rambams. I brought two extras today with me, and then I hope some of you have, and if not, at least look around at the back if you don't care about all the Mefarshim. Before we get to the Rambam, there's one thing we have to do, which is a review. That's the Rosh in Siman Yud Aleph. We were here quite a few weeks ago in Siman Yud Aleph. It was on the Maram Makomos previously, so I didn't put on it again. We do a little Chazar, the Rosh in Siman Yud Aleph. Test your memories, Rabbi Osai. Test your memories. The Rosh is going on our sugya. We call to our entire sugya, Kashili. Right? Yavama Shirokam Taklos, Bechadim Mitzvodam. Kashili. Kev on the Yoma Yavama Shirokam Taklos. Amai Yitchiku Hanach Amaro Lekamon Kuvava Manal. Lahat also, who are these Amaro? Who are they? Give me names. Rab Chia Barabo, Vabaye, Virab Popo. It was a case of a recalcitrant Yavam. He didn't want to give chalitza. He wanted money, whatever. Who was whatever he wanted. What did they tell him? They duped him. They fooled him. The Amrule, chalotz b'lo v'kachat ha-konsa. First, do a chalitza. Let her pull the shoe off your foot, and you'll be married to her. He loved her. She was very pretty. And meanwhile, she wanted no part of him. So he was duped. Look at the sugar of Osai. V'chakach kofool asas chalitza malia. So now they already did a chalitza, which is a chalitza psula. You can't be miyavim anymore. Now you have nothing to lose. We're going to force you to do a really good chalitza. You pull the shtick. V'chein av yochan v'rav popa di'arm b'lech chalot v'al manah shetit l'chom v'sarim zutz. They pull that shtick on and make a few doubts. So the Rosh has the kasha. These are shtick. We call in Yiddish foil shtick. A wild idea. They're pulling a dupe in the guy. Why? I'm a much simpler eitzah. What's a simpler eitzah? Says the Rosh. Kevin shamdu vayavim vayavim lefneihem. Yom ulash et toruk b'faneinu. Let us spit. V'nifsel alo. And that thereby should be puzzled. V'chakach yichfu l'achlotz. In other words, why go through two different chalitzas? The one who's the first is a fake. Just let us spit. V'leslu lahan amaroi hadashofa lavu adishmuel. If all of them are amdik to agree, im kein lav de hilchasi, yet Rav Alfa say v'yolav sakalocha. Apparently we do pass in that way. So we have to reconcile the Gemara here on Daf Kuvdal and Medveis with the Gemara on Kuvav Manal. V'nirali, the shaper islu lahan amaroi, our Gemara. V'hod lo amru lo lo ruk b'fonenu, b'shum. Lo mahani rekika hocha li posel. Why not? Ked aminu li al kuv beiz amid beiz. That's how we saw it. Way back in kuv beiz amid beiz. Two blot ago. So much has happened since then. Before Pesach. Okay? So yeah, what did it say there? Yerama shegod lo bein ha'achin, muteres li nosa li echad mehen, even though they grew up together in the same house. V'en choshashin shemag choltsa sandal li echad mehen. We're not afraid and she's going to pull. They were playing in the sandbox, and she pulled off the shoe of one of them. Says the Gemara there. Uparach, time of lo chazina, ha chazina chashina. Maybe we saw her pull off the shoe in the sandbox, so therefore we have to worry that maybe she can no longer have yibum later on. But Tanya ben she niskavenu v'lo niskavnehi v'chule chalitza psula shiskavenu shneim. So it's nothing. Umasik tichazina chashinon shema kivnu. We're afraid that someone has kavon. Alma av chalitza sasandel lo mahanya livso v'lo kavona kol shkein rikika. If there's no kavona, it's impossible. V'hani uvdi dil kamon the yadi beish lohoya rotsa lachlots. He didn't want, we know he didn't want to do any chalitza, he was recalcitrant. Rikika lo posla, why? Ki yaduahu shalo ki vein. Alright, he wasn't the chavin. And what about her? So the carbon and the sound we saw last time is the following kasha. Mem, osmem. Rabbi Makshin, holy el simen hei, kosev rabbeinu, chashinan shema kivno, with a hey, mashma afagav lo ki vein hu, Mikoma gom paslin on liachim. Again, akushiv and koma omedes. The yomala shetiskavein achlitza. Whoa, what a great kasha. What a great kasha. There's a whole bunch of terutz into this kasha. Kotza Bach says, they hold like lishna kama. Remember that expression we saw? Top line of page Nunches. Umayla pila bekupa de machta. He's putting an elephant into the hole of a needle. Great. If you guys can pull that stunt off. An elephant, that's obviously an expression that means it's very implausible. So what's the right answer? So the Korban Asanel says, what are we choshesh? Shema kivna, kevan du gam kein chovitz bachlitza. Ulahachi pas in aliachim, zera de shema lefamim yichavnu shneem. In other words, maybe they're going to both want. Avlam yedula rashu lo kiva nachlitza kim kolchev to liyadma v'zevare lo shayach gzeira. Kvon lo gazvina cholot u'shabes. In other words, it's a gzeira. If we don't know what one of them's intention is, then we're afraid that maybe he wanted it also, and they both wanted it, so we have to ask the liyach. But if you know for the guy, in fact, the guy's hardcore, he doesn't want it, then there's no gzeira whatsoever. This is the teretz of the Korban Nisan. The Bach said there is no teretz. They're in fact irreconcilable. And the Beis Shmuel says the third teretz, we're afraid that they're both on mechav and mamish. V'lesa, that is not true. That is not true. But even if one of them we don't know, the kitzer, Torah says Shem Akivna, Ohu Ohi, the Mukha Yosef, Loka Beis Shmuel, it's kitzer nimitz. This we saw, the Chazara we saw last time. Wanted to add another little twist, which I think is maybe what the Father of the Farshim say, shout over here. Rabbi, so what happened on Av Kuvav? Let's turn to the Gemara just for a second on Av Kuvav and see what happened over there. As I told you before, a guy is not interested in the Chalitza. Right? He's not interested in the Chalitza. Okay? The Gemara goes to a bunch of cases. One, a guy wants money. Money. Guy, some doesn't want to do it. So we're trying to get him to do a chalitza. And he thinks the chalitza is good. And guess what, Rabbi, I'll say if I understand correctly. She also thinks it's good. No one tells the difference. We say, just take off his shoe. We tell him in a stage whisper, pss, 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 pss. This way you'll be married, this way you get $200. She doesn't know about all these things. She just walks in. So therefore, as far as she's concerned, it's a perfectly good chalitza, and she's mechaber to become mutter with him. And so is he, even though they tell her whatever they dupe him with. So therefore, everyone thinks it's going to have kavana. But Rabbo say, what are we trying to stage over here, says the Rosh? We'll tell her, listen, lady, he doesn't want to give you chalitza. Maybe what you should do, spit in front of his face. This will render him unfit for Yibu, then we'll force him to give chalitza. So we're telling her in advance it's all a shtick. We're telling her in advance it's all a shtick, then it doesn't work. Her kavanah is not to create a heter, her kavanah is to create a shtick. That's my understanding. You're not going to tell us, what are you going to tell her? Spit and there'll be mutter. She's not that dumb. She understands you're not mutter unless you do a chalitza. You tell her to spit, and you'll be by spitting and become mutal to marry anyone you want. She's not. You can't. She say, Rabbi, I went to elementary school. They taught me after to take off the shoe and to spit. Say, yeah, you're right. Just spit, and you become puzzled to him, and you have to. So then she says, her spitting is nothing because you're not spitting to have kavanas head. That's how I understood what the Rosh was saying. Fine. Now I go to the Rambam, Rabbi. Rambam is Perek Dalit Halacha Yud Dalit. Again, there are two more Rambams for those who don't have. I think you should all have Rambams in the back, at least in the Mishpat Hamole. So please, those who don't have a regular full Rambam, to look in the Mishpat Hamole. But again, the regular Rambam will be better because the regular Rambam has the Mefarshim and the Rambam as well, which we don't have in the back in the Mishpat Hamole, but it's better than nothing. So Hilchos Yibam Mechalitza, Perek Dalit Halacha Yud Dalit. Let's read it first. I'll read it from the Hamole in the back, and then we'll open up the real Rambam to those who have. Rakka bilvad shelo chalta v'lo kara, or sherakka v'kara v'lo chalta, or is v'chalitza psula. Kara ahi v'hu v'lo chalta v'lo rakka lo asa klum. What's the difference, Rabbi Osai? You and I know the difference. What's the difference? Come on, you saw the Gemara. Don't go on. Don't go further. Stop with the Rambam. What's the difference between Rikika and Kriya? What did Mark explain? Guys, I forgot the Gemara. We saw it today again for the second time. Kriya is only what? Beginning at the end. And Rikika is only what? Yeah. At the end. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam says, Shenemar, Kocho, Yeyosel, Ish, Shamaisa, Shuchalitza, Varekika, Hishamoil, Ava Rikika, Enemakeves, Venemoils. Frek, the Magad Mishnah, again, those who have the for Rambam, can I open up to the Magad Mishnah? It's against the Gemara Mamish. He's quoting a Pasuk. The Gemara didn't quote any Pasukim. The Gemara said the distinction is, that we pass an halacha against you, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Fundamentally, Rikika and Kriya on the same low level. Neither is Miakev. So why in one case do we say that it passes, and one case it doesn't? Because one comes only at the end. So the person will make a mistake and think they must have been a previous chalitza. And one comes at the beginning. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Magad Mishnah. Zemavu b'gemara, fine. Koshali tzas v'divir Rabbeinu. Shenira mehem shusava sharekika levad poselas lacham in a Torah. Vehevi mikrozeh kochi asalish. Hamaishri chalitza rakika humoil. Viafa pishi yesh chilik me chalitza rakika shachalitza belvad macheres with the evid. Either rakika in a macheres, other poselas, commotion is bar. Sovahuzal, shashnaim shav and listen in a Torah. Koshali, Hamashim askana de gemar beheja, the rakika in a poselas and medrabana. Hatama misham. Rabbi Lezer is the other one who dares it this way. The Darish Dovash Yesh Bo Maisa is really the Chalt of the Vav Chalitza of Psula. The Cave in the Kamlik Rabbi Akiva, he Kosev to Rabbeinu Drosh Rabbi Lezer. But Tzarech Ian Lee, a double whammy cash. And with me so far, should have quoted it in the Rabbanan. It's already quoting the Daraisa. It's quoting Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass the Rabbi Lezer. This is the kasha of the Magad Mishnah against the Rambam. What a powerful kasha, Rabbi Osai. What a powerful kasha. So I'd like to show you some svarim maybe on screen. Can you get me a couple of svarim? It's Karen Ora. It's a Mefarish Yevamos. Get me that first. Yes. He says exactly what we just said. He says that there's a difference between one and the other, is a rakika and chalitza are meisim, and therefore they passel. And Kriya is not a Maisa. Two so questions. What was that? Talk as a ish. Hamaisa Shua Chalitza Varakika, who Shemo? That's how I understand. I don't think I ever read the Rambam. It's a very big Kiddush. I never knew his name was Minkowski. I never knew had a last name. Says it. We knew it was Rabbi Yitzchak Mikarlin, the brother of the Mishkanis Yaakov, who said we had it here a couple days ago. The show was the older brother. Karen on your mom, it's okay. Oh, page numbers.
Yeah.
Great. We should not. Way. Go on 100 pages more. Good. Stop. What's that? Correct. Another 50 pages. Okay. Good.
Oh, there's not much more.
Hurry up. A little too far. She shows up back. Another 20. Okay. Good. Harasa.
All
right. Getting places. All right. 40. Shneimasa, okay. Right. So in the right pair.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we have. Let's see what's going on over here. Let's try one step back. Which is back is which? Previous?
Previous, yeah.
And one more step back. Okay. One more step back. Okay. See if we can find where it starts. I had a different print. Okay. Let's go. Let's see where we're holding. Okay. Okay. Two different shines. Next page, I'm not sure. Hold on. Next. Trying to find what I'm looking for. Oh, well. I am Lashon Aramba. Okay? Typos galore. Perek Dalet, not Perek Beis. Halacha Yudalet. Shenir Midvarav Zal, the Rekika Poselets Menat Torah. As the Magen Mishnah assumed, who crawled the Kocha Yosalish, Tavashu Maisa Machshir Poselet, for Tola Vamar Harava Magidzal, Tola Rabbi Kiva the Posakava say Midrabbonadu the Poselet, A. The Gamloda Shinan Ella Tavashu Maisa Bish, Ubemes Dvarabzal Tsarachi. He's confirming that the Magen Mishnah had a good kash. Okay, Rabbos, we on a vote. Okay, it's a good kasha. We all vote. Yes. That's very nice. What's the text? Shaloma, the Mihod de Kaomar Hashas. This is got us oriented over here. Beidach Lishna Davua de Shmua, the Mishimachi lo Torah Gzeira Shema Yomu Rikika Kamaisa, Lesbe Mashasha. That's the second Ika de Army. Vasa the Mishri Chalutz Aliachin, Mashmale to the Chuli Alma Asur Aliachin, Berikika Lachut. What's happening? The Chuli Alma. V'nei de mimi uta de li'ish yalfina de rikika ena ma'keves mikomako mo'eles lifso le'achim. Why? Kevan de ma'isehi. Okay. Nonetheless, v'lo matzosi keis vishu lochon ledvarav zal ramba kevan de arminon de gemara de hedra de medirabonin de poselis. Before shen de gemara, it's on the medirabonin. V'ev shalom ha'ot de lishtakama sa'agadaitach de kesidra ma'akim. Listen to this text. We have to look into the Gemara carefully to see what the Karen Aura is saying. Please look. We took the Saga. That is really a Makshin and a Taritzah. Look at the Gemara, please. One hand in the Gemara, one hand in the screen. The Gemara on Abu Kupayim and Aleph asks Akasha, Vabina Kisidra? Answers the Gemara, Kisidra lo ma'akva. So, until that point, with small little vavas, Kisidra ma'akev, the entire Shas until now assume that Kisidra is Mi'akev. Says the Karen Orem. If Kisidra is Mi'akev, then a Rekik alone is GMG. It's nothing. So at the Reish level, it's nothing. The only problem is that the Rabbana nothing mi'nei churva. That's what the Makshin thought until that point. But, Vim Ken HaKarchach, the Hoda Rekik HaPos Elsu, the Rabbana, Abel Yidach Lishna, which is the Maskana, the Kisidra lo ma'akev, Yishlomar, the Poselis Midoraisa. What an interesting terrace of the Rambam. That the Rambam is going to Maskana. All the Gemara's Fakert are before the Gemara realized that Kisidron is Lomiakev. What a remarkable answer of the Karen Ara. Remarkable. 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 Okay. This is a possible terrace. An amazing terrace, just think about it. This is his terrace.
Are there any other terutzim to this Rambam? Yes. But before we see the other terutzim, I want to, since we have the Keren Ora on the screen, I want to discuss one more thing. This Ika the Yami, Rabbi Osai. Hoch Shochele, right? The Ika the Yami we just talked about. According to whom is it going? I'd like you to give me your pshat. The Ika the Yami. Look inside. Hoch Shochele, the Yavama Shatar Lachot, the Eina Tzricha Lorab Tama Cheres. Who's speaking, Rabbi Osai? Is it Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elezer? Let's remember. Rabbi Akiva holds Rikika is not Miyake. Rabbi Elezer holds it is Miyake. According to whom is this Ika the Amri going? Within the first day, it was all back and forth, this way, that way, the other way. What about this? Nothing, the Shas doesn't discuss it. The Keren Ora talks about it. Keren Ora talks about it. Let's see if I can find where he talks about it. I'm just not used to this print. No, I have my print in front of me. If I use my print, I'll be able to find it more easily, perhaps. Oh, it's right here. I found the new paragraph. Everyone see the previous paragraph? Everyone see with me so far? Top right corner. Can you able to read in the back? Uliika the army shochel yavamot shirok katachas v'ena tzrichel yorob pamacheres. I say that in a market. V'chora mashma the lahai lishna avua the shmuel kirabelezer svirle the rikika ma'akevis. Why? What's leading to this conclusion? And Rabosa, I need you to help me because I'm be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure what he means over here at the end of the day. Your help will be able to figure it out. Dilavachi, Michael Mashmalon, the Ain Sricha Loruk. Pshita, Kevin Lomakva. Rabosa, the Gemara said over here, Chiddush in Ika the Army, that what? Let's read it again inside. Ika the Army, they sent up with Shmuel. Yvama Shiroka Shatachos, Ain Sricha Loruk, Pamacheret. Pshita, Rabosa, Pshita. Called Rabbi Akiva, the Rikik is never Miyake. That's his riot that's going called Rabbi. Is that Mukhruch, Rabbi Osai? I'm asking you, honestly. Is that so Mukhruch? What are you saying? I'm not so sure it's a Mukhruch. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, still, Lechatchila, you should certainly do a Rikika. So the Kavis Kalam with you, don't do Lechatchila. I don't view it as completely compelling. Weiter. Vio. Tikshi Yimcha. Lama lo torak pam acheres. Why shouldn't you do a rikika pam acheres? Why not? As a matter of fact, the yimishim gzeira the yomer rikika kamaisa less famous shasha the osi le mishri chalutz leachin. Rabosa, look at this now. Ha hi gufa gzeira ha the rikika pasla v'nigzer gzeira le gzeira. This is very hard to understand. What is he saying over here? What exactly is this kasha? It's a gzeira l'gzeira. What does it mean? What exactly is this gzeira l'gzeira? What is the gzeira l'gzeira? What do the words mean? Rabbi Osei, help me out. What's the gzeira l'gzeira? I intend it as follows. Like this. Assuming again. He's saying over here it's a gzeira l'gzeira. Now, Rabbi Osai, I have an immediate problem with Keren Ora before I start. Rabbi Osai, this din in the Gemara, how do you learn Pshat in the Gemara? Before we get to Keren Ora, just push up Pshat in the words. What did it say over here? Ika the Army, right? Yirama Shiroka Tachot, Ve'ena Tzricha Loruk Pa Macheris. Give me a literal translation of Ve'ena Tzricha. What? Say?
Doesn't have to.
But if she wants to? Right? Why not? Right? That's what doesn't have to mean. But what I seem to say later, so let her do it. No, we're afraid it leads to something. Get an impression that you're not allowed to. So which one is it? Is you don't have to, or you're not allowed to? It's a problem in the Gemara itself. Before you go any further, what's the Maskanas in Gemara? You don't have to, or you're not allowed to. It's not completely clear which way it goes. It's not completely clear. Take a look at the Nebuchadnezzar, if he addresses it directly. Sadi test of an aleph and owl print.
If you have the old Gemara, it's Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dal, Lamed Alef. It's Dibur Maschel, Rabosai, Gemara Tachlos. In our print, Sadi Tes, column 1. Right? So the halfway on the narrow lines. So the book of Yosef like this. Umishabachinami, Amina. Let's read straight. Tachlos, Lotus Yavin, Su. The Yipsal Yachin. The Kaman, the Rikika, Akha, Khalitza, Yim, Tzvasa, Yim, Siabemis, Mechlefalul, Inchi, the Mishri, the Chalutz, the Yal, Maliachin. Yami half me the rock of the cult of liberation. You lo hachi, hard to miss yam, but lo yabi that tile name of the hard rekika come to Kali Tahi, the lap clum. The fear of God's Hakamim, Shet Tipso, half rekika of Lotus Yabi. Half a god, Ali Kami Khalitza, period. Umshim hachi, I mean, and Nami, you're both in the second version. Na ain't a tree halor of Hamacheris. Ben a tree halab dafko. And I feel a boy laughs of the Lord of Lo Shafkinilo. We're not going to let her. The Amri, Rikika, Kamaisa, Lesbo, Meshasha, Velo, Apostle, Miachin, Umad, Nechazi, etc., etc. We're not going to let her. Let's Mefurish, Rabosai, and Luka Yosef, we're not going to let her. Okay? That makes sense in the movie, when the Karenora said, Rabosai, it's a Gzera, he's going with the, you don't let her. But my problem is, in the previous line, in the same Karenora, what does he say like this? If it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, my kamash when etzricha lara pshita kevin lo makva. What kind of kash is that? It's kamash when she's not allowed to. The Meiri suggests that ain etzricha is literally don't have to. So the Karenora starts off by saying that's obvious she doesn't have to. Kodesh b'kivus namiyakim. But it's not obvious that she's not allowed to. So what's pshita? Elamai he holds she is allowed to. But the very next line he says exera exera. We did not allow to. I'm going to steer in Karenora itself from one line to the next. If you guys can mark, let me know for Shia tomorrow what the answer, I'll appreciate it. I see a steer. It's almost a steer in the Gemara. So the book of Yosef got out of the steer by saying, don't take the words Enes Richa B'daf to Flav Daf. You're not allowed to. The Meiri will say that she is allowed to. That is Mefurish Mamash is completely not allowed to. Whatever it is. If she's going to do it on her own, it's not such a big deal that she has to do it. She may, she won't like it. In most cases, won't do it. But Mishal Shriach, as the case may be. But the Karenora seems to play both ends from the middle. That's what I don't understand in the Karenora itself. The Kitza. What is this Gzeir? It's Gzeir of the Gzeir. So, like this. She may not spit a second time because they're going to say that the first spitting was nothing. Now, what does that mean? As a result of that, what are they going to say? The first spitting was nothing. And therefore, someone, a woman who spits can then have a yibum subsequently. And then what's going to happen? If they'll let a woman who spits have yibum subsequently, next thing you know, they'll assume that this woman who spit had already had a previous chalitza. And they'll let a chalutza have a subsequent yibum. This is considered to be what we call a gzeira l'gzeira. That's the kasha of the Karenor, if the Gemara goes according to Rabbi Akiva, then it's much better if it goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Elevadei, ki Rabbi Lezer, Asya. Goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Then he says like this. Really, the Shas is saying it, according to Rabbi Lezer. But Avuah the Shmuel himself, no! Goes even according to Rabbi Akiva. Kamashwan dehen sricha l'aruk shenis. Achalitza gam lemitzah, not required. Come with the Rambam. Rambam says, "Ein achozeres rokekas b'shem gzera the yom we rekika levada lav klumu." Right? V'lomale high timer came in the post of Rabbi Akiva. The rekika lo mak for klal im kein ha'adena say the mak of hainu afudal the mitzvah. So therefore, there's no need to do it. But lav achin shirul arok shemus. And then he goes as he quoted a pasuk, right? Again, a rush lo kosev the stomach, then tzricha larak l'shenis from kesidin l'makva. Rabbi Akiva, that feeling is a mitzvah, and tzricha larak achachalitza, roka kono chalitza. Okay, once she did it, she did it. That's the gemara kuvam of mitbeis. It's enough of a reason. Oh, one second. See, he's a little bit stuck. With this, the Rambam gives, this is the Karenora's treatment
of our sugya.
Fine.
Halacha lemaisa. We said before by kriya. What happened if there was a kriya? Do you have to do the kriya again? Why doesn't discuss that? Avdeinez as a pshar. Depends what she read. If she read the pasuk, Rabosai, there's a pasuk. Take a look over here, Rabosai. The pasuk, you have it in the Torah or HaShalem. On Kuf Heim and Aleph, Os Aleph, the answer of Yarmel Kocha Yosalish, I shall give that space off it. Says Abdelazer. She said that before the Chalitza. That's a ridiculous statement. Totally out of context. Nothing happened yet. Nothing. She has to say it again for sure. Okay. What if they're the earlier Kriyas? What are the earlier Kriyas? What are the earlier Kriyas? The earlier Kriyas are, she says, you can find it in the Torah or HaSholem Rabosai on where is it? Just trying to find it. What that? Just want to show you the pasuk inside. Why are we not finding it? Well, if you please find it for me. That's the beginning of the parak. I just want to see, you should see the pasuk. It's found many times. Oh, I found it on Kuf Aleph Medbeis, like all the way back there. Os Gimel. Lo Yachbo Zish L'Kachas. What does she say? Me'ein Yavami Lahokim Yachob Hashem B'Yisrael Lo Ova Yavmi. And then Os Hey, what does he say? Lo Chafatzi L'Kachta. These are all pre-Chalitza Psukim. If they did the Chalitza before these two Psukim, it's ridiculous to repeat it again. So the Abdenez is saying, when it comes to the answer, it doesn't have to be in Gemara. It's an obvious answer. If they went out of order and did the Chalitza before the Kriya, the first two Pesukim, it's ridiculous to require them again. And if Fakert, she did the third Pesuk before the Chalitza, it's obvious she has to do it again. Okay? That's his compromise as far as this is concerned. Fine. So now, Rabosai, I want to discuss with you something very, very important. Very, very important. Please turn, Rabosai, to the Mordechai Simen Nun Zayin. Simen Nun Zayin. Please, Simen Nun Zayin Mordechai. Simen Nun Zayin and the Mordechai. These are two lines. Mordechai is giving you a whole seder over here, how you do things. And the Mordechai is telling us how careful we have to be in seeing to it that she does not spit before the Chalitza. At home I had a different Mordechai, which is a different type set. You could find it for me. Here it is. It's paragraph beginning Sholchule. If you have my print in page Yud Aleph from an Aleph, this print here, column 2. Page Yud Aleph, column 2. Okay. Mekubalani. Fifth line. Shetzricha shelo toru klal lefnei hayabam lefnei hadayonim kodem chalitzasa. Why? Shesavur haroa sherekika mitzvahu. Vareish lachush t'amu yirama sherekaka tachlot pira shekva nifsla lachin. V'kevet shemikod nifsla lachin hab lechalitza psula. I'm a perek dal lachin, chalitza psula, tzricha lachin, zol kol achin. Wow. Be so careful, Rabosai. Don't any woman spit Chalila V'chas before the Chalitza, because if she does, to go find all the brothers, the communist brother and the who knows brother, and never find them. That's what the Mordechai says. Wow. That's what he says. Does everyone agree with this, Rabosai? Not everyone agrees. Take a look at Rabosai in the Korban and Sanel, Perek Gimel, Sifkot Nalef. On the rush. The very first Korban and Sanel is Perek Gimel. You're probably wondering what I'm doing with Perek Gimel. We'll see you in a second. The Gemara back in the Chav Vav and Chav Zayin has a discussion whether or not it's true that Chalitza Psula Tzricha La'achzer Al Kolach. Take a look at the Rush, who's going to summarize the Gemara. This Rush in Siman Aleph says Chalitza Psula, the fifth line, Tzricha La'achzer Al Kolach. That's what the first opinion is. That's Rav. Shmuel says no. Echad Cholitz L'Kulon. Apparently Shmuel holds that there's no need to be Chalitza Al Kolach. Okay, so the Rif holds, Rav Alphus does not bring the first answer. He holds the Shnuya Basra Ikar, right? Ein atzricha lachos mishneyen. That's what the Rif said. Aleph, v'nireh the Shnuya Kama Ikar. No, the Rosh holds that chalitza psula tzricha lachzer al kol achin. So machlokas the Rosh and the Rif. Says the Korban Nisan Aleph, quoting the Marashal. The Av She'ein Meshivis Hari Le'achamoso is the famous expression. How can either Mashal argue with the Rosh after the Rosh passed away? Gamhu Lohoy Lelash Hari Le'achamoso. He shouldn't have argued with the Rif if the Rif died. So if he went out of order and argued with... This is it's just Melitzes. Of course people argue with those who came before. Alright. Shedvor Dibri Kabbalah, the Rif. Kimeola Lohola Das Tosish. It goes to a whole story. A whole story. That's number one. The Marshal is coming from a point of view where he says he thinks that the whole din of Tzricha Lachzer Kol Achin does not exist. It's not true Halacha Lemaisa. That's in Perek Gimel. But now we're in Perek Yud Beis. So in Perek Yud Beis, the Marshal in Siman Yuchov Gimel, Perek, I'm going to read you this from my Amshe Shlomo, Perek Yud Beis, Siman Yuchov Gimel, quotes as follows. Listen to this now. B'tshuva is tikkun chalitza kosav. She'yavama telech b'tzo'if lebezin. She has to go with a big shawl. Catch this now. She walks with a big shawl over her mouth. K'dei shalotucha lahara kolam chalitza. To prevent her from spitting. U'tzvicha la'ziyaka. Shimi anusa laruk telech chutz lebezin. You want to go spit, go to the bathroom and spit. O tabach ponel, go turn around and spit. B'tivlena b'bigda. You cover with your shawl, with your garment. Shemlok and have the chalitza psula, utzvich alachzo al kol achin, ulefamim yesho ach meshum, or ach kotten, b'dina sayam, b'takola v'kilkul gadol. End quote. It's really based on the Mordechai. Says the Marashah, I don't hold from the whole thing. Number one, I already wrote back in Perek Gimel that I deny the whole din of lachzo al kol achin, period. Then he goes on. V'kav v'chol mahocha b'rikika, shen haschalas chalitzahu, v'oraya, shen etzricha lorak pam shenitz, v'lo boy keseder, v'im kein, catch these words of the Marshal, holy word, chalitzah achasi, v'lo chalitzah psuli, agree? It's all one and the same. If she spits before the chalitzah, and it's all done in one sitting, it's all one thing. All right, ideally we should tell her not to do it. Why do we tell her not to do it? Shema taruk. The Gemara says they're not supposed to do a second Rikiko. Why? Shema Kivnu. On the one hand. On the other hand, Shema Hilo Rukkola Bekivun. Avrin on the Mitzvah Rikiko. So you're not to do the Mitzvah Lechatchila because we can't ask for a second Rikiko. Maybe she had come on the first time. We, on the other hand, maybe she didn't have gone to the first time, so it didn't count. So you'll be left in Mevatla Mitzvah Rikiko Lechatchila. Come and near it, low of the Rikika Bafanov, Bakal Yodim Shilatorak Atarok, because she just spit, she stopped. And both say, I'm sorry to say, we were taught that we were chosen to be polite, not to spit when we talk. Who in this room has never seen somebody, when they're talking, have some spit come out? Who's never seen it? I would say who's never done it, but it happens sometimes, you can't help it. So since we know it's going to happen, Hakol Yosh and Tzorach Atzichus speaking, lo kivna l'shem davar, v'gam yomar shelo kivna, lo gazvinan kule hai, zetem ha'shal, v'yavdinan rekika shnia ketikuna, v'acha shena l'gzer v'choko. And even if you did it on purpose, it's not called chalitza psula, avdinan chalitza ha'kach, lo avdinan rekika, it's all one big sinner. He denies the whole chumra of the Mordechai. Then that's the whole. Number one, I have an agenda. I don't know if it's the Chalach. Number two, in this case, why separate? It's all one big action. You just got to say it all. Shina Seder is not me'akev. Even the Chathchila and Machzirin. Where did it say that? The Bible said, Kuv Vavam and Beis. Just to show you for a second. Kuv Vavam and Beis. The Gemara says, Kamashlon Mitzvah Hachi. The Apich Lesnanba. Ideally, you should get the right order. Got the wrong order, doesn't matter. Don't make you do it again. That's the first wide line of Kavavim and Beis. Ad Kan de Marshal. Yes, sir.
My focus with Rav and Shmuel that I'm just quoting, where Shmuel said that the Chalitza Psula, she doesn't have to go with all the brothers.
Right.
That was specifically with Barbara?
No. He denies the whole thing. Right.
So how does he ever deal with the Mishnah that says Chalitza Psula?
Never says in the Mishnah. You know, Rav also, who remembers? When I told you the first time, somebody, where is it? Somebody raised his hand. Where does it say that? You expect to be a Mishnah now, Perek. Not a Mishnah now, Perek anywhere. It's only a Gemara on Chavam and Beis, and on Chav Zayim Al, there's a Machloikus about it. In a Chanami, it never exists.
So what does Chalitza Psula mean?
Ah, she can't have Yibum. She can't have Yibum to any of the brothers. That's true.
So can she remarry Kornishmol?
Just get chalitza from any one of the brothers.
But not all of them.
Not only from all of them. Ah, I'm sorry, it wasn't more clear. Chalitza psula without the Mishnayas in Yevamis means what? She can't have any Yibim anymore. But lach zo kolach, that's only machlokos chavam chavzayim. We pass the kula, that's the marashal. Okay, fine. I'll make myself clear. Ad kan divrei marashal. Fine. I'd like now to show you something from the Shuvah's Oneg Yontif. You get me that? Oneg Yontif, Rabosa. We have a yesterday Oneg Yontif? I showed it to you inside?
Yeah,
Kofai and
Zion.
Cool.
I
recognize our Kofai and Zion. That was Kofai and Gimel. Today it's Kofai and Dalit. Okay. It's Barilan. This should be. Was on Barilan yesterday or Oneg Yontif? I forgot. Was on Barilan? Did I show you Barilan?
I don't remember.
I don't know if I showed you Oneg Yontif yesterday. I don't remember anymore. Let's see. 14 plus, up to 19. Why is our yeshiva behind the times? I'm serious. How much does it cost?
Let's see.
Oh, they have it. Evan Ezra.
Well, they don't think to divide
okay,
it.
Okay, don't divide it. Kuf Ayin Dalet. This is it. Okay. Can you see in the back? We have it a little bigger. Make a little bigger room.
Yeah,
a little bit. Oh, much bigger. Look at the shayla. Look at this. A real halacha lemaisa shayla. Yevam ma'achas shechaltos ne kvodo ubeis dino ubeshar shetiva olea kvodo lasuach v'lachlos. Bend over, shuach. Bend over and do chalitza. Hamino. Toss of v'savah shekvodo mitzavah l'laruk. She was already primed. She spit. The Marashal Yom Shel Shlomo says, no! Chumri Yisera! Only in Rokha Shlomo Shas Chalitza Mifsle Menachem. Aber B'Shas Chalitza, K'shedima Rekika L'Chalitza, K'eva Shal Segel B'Chalitza Leslenbo. Doesn't make a difference. Marashal Sosui. Never say Anan. Let's see ourselves. Quotes to Gemara. Okay. What's the whole Gemara? Hinei divrei Avuhu d'Shmuel yesh lefarish b'shnei ponim. O sherokoko
ולא חולץ הכלל אחר הרקיקה, או שחולץ החקק, וכששם צה סדר, וכמש נבוא את השמואל, דמיד שרוק ונפסלו. That would be the Mordechai Schodesh. נפקי מי למה שנפסלו, משעס רקיקה, זה חליצה, וחליצה פסולה, צריך להחזל כל אחת, דמי המורדכי, כל דמי מהשאל, ונראה לי, זה זה עולי יונטו, דוודאי פשטה, דלישטה, דברייסה, בין שהקטם וכולי, מה שעשו עשוי, משמע כדבי אמר שלזל. He's passing an אחרי נבוסי against the Rishon. Found the Marshal against the Mordechai. Do החליצה במושב בזדן טליה מילסה. Do חולצה ולא רוקה חליצה כשרה. ואין צריכה לא רק אחר שנספזרו הבזדן. Look at Rashi, דיברה מסחיל האמורים. Whoa, רבוסי. We're trying to wait for, staying away from the Emurim. We're staying away from the Kutch of the Kazakh because we can get it. He quotes a Rashi Emurim. Is there such a Rashi here? Emurim. What does Rashi say? End of the Rashi. End of the Rashi. Hochanami Neima. Afal Gab the Lab Maisa Choshe V'Ishu. Ho V'Evisha Loruk Li'akev. V'Komer Rabbi Akiva Lo Ma'akva. That's what Rashi says. Okay? ולאמינה שקטי מוטל עליה מקיימת את רקיקה שבקיימה שנספזרו מושב בזדין נגמר מייסי החליצה. That's what it means. בזדין is uprooted and it won't accomplish anything, right? Quotes of רבני ירוחם רוקה וקולטוסו רוח אין הכלום זה דווקא לכתחילה אבל נספזרו הבזדין ואוכלם כשירו. Too late. The cave of the Chazinu the Gemara mitzvahs chalitza the kviyas and shivas bez and talya milsa uvada yikal ameima the rekika shlonasa achakach masa chalitza shaber poselis menachem ave chalitza psula. If they sit bez and sit she only spits it passes ava rekika shenasa maisa chalitza achar bosa moshe bezin eina poselis menachem the maisa chalitza kibdin asasa rak sheshin sa seder. Rabosai, you're saying something incredible. That mice, you know what it reminds me of? It's possible that the concept of Yeshiva's Bezdin is a Doraisnika concept. We can't talk about Kviyas Bezdin, it's probably being a Rabbonim. That's mean that you have to have a Kviyas day before the Protim. But the concept of Kviyas Bezdin for Chalitza is a Doraisa. Vaharaya. That once the chalitza passes, once the kviyas bezdin is no longer exist, there's no point in spinning. Spinning is in the daraisa. So you see that there's a concept of the level of the daraisa of yeshiva's bezdin. The chamash and lashon rashi is about the peruch shem daf kuvdal. Mani, yilei rabbi akiva hashda b'malka mitzvik l'meir of the mitav yaimur again emurim, again emurim. So rashi explains u'ma b'malka mitzvah b'shas chalitza sherekika mitzvah. What does that mean? Umama Moka Mitzvah Bishas Chalitza Sherekika Mitzvah. Right? Let's take a look at the Gemara again. Kuf Dalam and Beis. You gotta see. Let's look at the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara. Umama Moka Mitzvah Dika Lameh Mamidi Dehavi Emurim. Think about the Emurim stuff. We're trying to stay away from the Emurim. Omer Rabbi Akiva. I'm skipping the Emurim part. Uma b'makom mitzvah, Omer Rabbi Akiva, lo ma'akva, me'achin, ifsalom. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Rashi, b'makom mitzvah means b'shas chalitza, shurikika mitzvah. And what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Not that case. It's a kavachomadika case. Rabbi Akiva is saying, but it's not Shas HaMitzvah. That's the word. Take a look. Pirush Rashi. Ma b'malka mitzvah b'shas chalitza v'rikika mitzvah. Yeah. The milsa v'u d'shmu v'aray ma'arish v'rikika hoya shalom b'shas chalitza. U'parach alav mikal v'chomer v'rikika b'shas chalitza. The ma b'shas chalitza lo ma'ak v'koshken shalom b'shas chalitza shenet boselos v'na'achim. Since he's talking only shalom b'malka mitzvah. Shiroka Shlomo Shas Chalitza V'lo Cholta Chalak Arakika V'arei Dein Lilmo B'Yemen Apsul Menachim V'akdamas V'kikil Chalitza G'divir Mar Shalzal Meredith. You gotta love this on the Yantif. He tries to prove that the Mar Shal is correct. I think it's very good proof.
Now he goes right. This only Yodah is brilliant, Rabbi Hosea, and it's based looking at it every word. Look at the next paragraph.
In the same sitting. How
can it be? Why? The boy They did everything in the right order. First chalitza, and then rekika. Every single chalitza should be considered a chalitza psula to the rekika. You can't have two things at once. Look at this. Ne'er the chalitza nimsu menachin, who v'shas rekika have a chalitza psula, who tzrich alach zalach, because the rekika was done. That's ridiculous. V'akocha d'zei yer shaloma. Why? T'odashinan bayis echad hu cholets v'en cholets shtei batu. The name of the Mifsal Menachem Bechalitzas Minol Tzrich Alachz Al Shneim in every single case. After Zerak B'Drabbonon, the Midaraisa Chalitza Psula Ein Tzrich Alachz Al Kolachim. We come and come Dabashu Mefurish B'Torah LeHeter and Koach B'Chachamim Lesser. Atazni Odeh Kuf Yud Zayin. So therefore, it's impossible to, if they did it in the right order, to demand Al Kolachim. Im Kain B'Rakka V'Chachachol Tzanam B'Pshita Dein Apostle Menachem. Came in them Shnei Drama Matirin. Who commercial goes to live so Menachem in the Cholz of Eresha, because you can't. How can I love a stab in the Luxembourg Kurok of Eresha? From those of the Chalitza Rikika Kiadoni Ninu, Tavayam and Matirin Ninu. Wow! What a fascinating proof. Yes, you can somehow disprove the proof, but we lack it as a good proof. We lack it as a good proof for both sides. Oh, vital. V'yod nirali. Look what he's saying. Da'afilu im sober din ifselas v'nachin v'naf kemina in chalitza psula. Bozelo kaim l'kama say. That's only according to Rabbi Lezer. The rekika ma'akva. And right? Etc, 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 etc. Yesh v'koch l'posel v'nachin. U'lemekim alav alo yivna. Avalidan d'kaim l'kabi akiva. The rekika ena ma'akev ena posel v'nachin. That's Mika Radin. Kabe Maskona. Maskona, Rabosai. He quotes the Gemara, Tanya. What did the Gemara say? Rabbi Akiva, where is it? Bedoraisa. Rikiki Benamatirin, Mishadahu, Maribach Baraka, Bachka Kolza. Shinsa Seder. Right? Our case. Uvazel lo shayach hagzera of the Gemara shemayovu rikika de basa chalitzu. Why? Tobi emes chol tachakach blotinose klal liachem amazika chalitzu. Rabosai, what did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva made a gzera. He's doing a rikika, we have a big problem. Why? Because they're going to mix it up with a rikika after chalitzu. And then they're going to say a chalutza can have a subsequent yibum. Now, in this case, in the same sitting, there was a real chalitza. So the gzera doesn't apply. Meridik. Oh. So far, both sides, Gevaldik. He's following the Marashal against the Mordechai. But now we come back to Ashver Rambam. This is absolutely brilliant what the Keranos, what the audience are about to say. Nearly, even what the Rambam said. Shechalitza v'rakika heim ha-matirin. He used the word lechora. Whenever you use the word lechora, it gives you a hint. Maybe it's not going to end up that way, right? The Magen Mishnah that way. Kevin shemei etz mamatir mikomakom hokfar toma aleim arava magidal shunegar hashas debishas komal behedja the Rabbi Kiva lo madamina lo leimurim v'af kiyistu lo makav utzrok lo mabetama the rekika the pesavishim the lesa el lebesolf rekika the bas chlitzu bas the mishiach lusal yachim. Fine. This is what the Rambam says. Now we read the Rambam once. Let's read the Rambam one more time. And that's every single word Rambam, every single letter in Rambam, my Rebbe taught us. Every letter of the Medayik. This is what Rambam says. Everyone looking inside? Please look inside. Line 2. Rokka bilvad, shlocholza v'lokora, o shirokka v'kora v'lokholza harezu. What's the next letter? Kechalitza psula. Kara hi velahu velahu velo kolta velarokav velosa klum. Shenema kofi yastish. Shemaisu shachalitza verkikilu shemol avla kriya enem makeres anymore else. Period. What did Magad Mishnah say? Shver. The Gemara is on the mid Rabbanon. Right? And Rabbi Kiva Darshan. We don't pass. These are chuk. Uvemesh shtea kushis chamuris hein lemaod. Very, very shver these kashis. Very, very shver. He quotes the Maram Alshuch B'tshuva. Gives a fascinating answer. What did he say? Harambam docha sugi zume halacha. Why? Mehan uvdi da maroi shedchiku lahato sisayavam. Shein hovin lo. Rambu lo chalotz lo v'kachat ha-kontza. Tell the pulse. That's kufa v'manav. Hiksha ha-rosh. We saw the rush earlier today. Amai hutzrichu lahat'om kevan sheyavam v'yavam avdu b'fneim. Yom ala yavam ha-shit tarok b'fneim v'nifstel miliyavim. V'kach v'lach. That's the rush's kasha. If he left lahat ha-maroi lahat avu ha-dishvul, you shouldn't pass it. But you're passing. The rush gave a teretz. What was the rush's teretz? Who am a lorak? Mission the master of the other chichazina shecholtz sandal yachad mehen chashin and shemakivna. Give the Russian's answer. V'sova ramzal. This is the alshach speaking. The kaver the muchach mehan amaroy the rakika below kavana lo pasla. Him ken al kochach the intam psul rakika mishum dasa lechlufi rakika was alitza. Can't be. Why? Him hoya atam mishum dasa lechlufi have a psul. We have post up below kavana. Oy 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 oy. Rabosai. Rabosai, if it's a question, if you're making a mistake, like Al Gemara, it would pass even without Kavana. The man, the Chazi, lo yodi mechav ne'olo. It's all he's going to make a mistake. He's going to see a Rekika, and he'll say, oh, there must have been a previous Chalitza, you can still marry the Yavam. Ukamo the toy, man, the Chazi, v'sova the Rekika, the bas Chalitza, hokanami toy, v'sova the mechav ne. Marry the Gavar and the Alshich. It's based on a mistake. The Kavanah should be irrelevant. So therefore what? So therefore what? Umizeh hochiach Rambam Zal, derachim Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbapa, lo svir lehu, hach shinu yadasa lachlufi, elasavri de talibu de shmuel, de rekika, polsa menachin, milishna de kro, de kocha yosa, dava shumaisa moil. Yavtu darshina, dava shumaisa be'ish mi'akev, Urikika lav ma'isa be'ish. Yes, that's true. Bikomakom kevin dechsev koche yoser tashin and tavayim. Dover shu ma'isa be'ish is miyake. V'dover shu ma'isa v'lav be'ish ain a ma'ake v'lagorim avlagorim amatir. And therefore be a chalitza psula daraisa. Ukriya shen a ma'isa klal lo ma'ake v'lo matir. Ushnei atevas tashin and tevas koche v'tevas yoser. Ulochi rikika posul ho v'hu matir. When the post Elim came, Elim Kivnu, Avlam Hoya Tam Ishem Ichlufe, and Shach Lechalim and Kivnu Lalo Kivnu, the man of Yechazi Lo Yadam Kivnu, Ad Kandiri Ha Goyin Alshu. It is Taka, it's a Goy. It's absolute Goyinus, Rabbi Osai. Isn't it? You got to admit. It's absolute Goyinus of the Alshu. Oh. The problem is, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. But, Dochak Lomar, the Haram, is Rambam. Dochak Kola Sugim at the Pshita La Shas, Betchila, the Rabakiva, the Apostle, Madam Masik, Akak, the Apostle, the Rabbanon. Uboda mi libo, Tamach, Rachos Kuchas, a rush, Behana, Amoroi, Tlotzivu Lorok. Come on. But that's a Dochak, he says. But the biggest point, look at this now. Look at this. Steerish Drav Sosh and Zerazer. To make Kora come of Rokha, Velo Cholta. Hezu ke chalitza psula, vaylishna vadei mashvid lo mamash chalitza psuli midaraisa. Ela ke chalitza psula, but the rabbanon ulavasov masik mikra shirakiku shemal b'dekasim kochi asalish v'tam zemanet psula midaraisa. Rabbeisai stir in the rambam itself. So the onigyantu gives an incredible answer, an incredible, incredible answer. Look what he says. Look what he says. V'linira liyashiv the Rambam zal. Look at this. Shemeforesh ha-sugid the low karashi zal. V'daitozal v'adai de rekika hu mei etzem ha-matir. Afal gav diafina mikrod lo ma'akev. Mikom kom domalei murim. Fine. But the Gemara says that filu is to lo ma'akvi. What does that mean? Hecha shecholtzo v'lo rokoko. V'nispazer moshe v'bezin. As Rashi said. Afal gav de evshel lorok. V'yom v'yom hem kan. Afilu oche in tzorok lorok. Hu mitam. Kevish nispazer moshe v'bezin. Nigmar mitzvoso, vafilum toka hakach lo shaycher rekikus of mitzchalitza, shekvon nigmar mitzvazos moshe bezin. Okay? So there's no need to. What's the matter?
Isn't it clear from the Gemara that the rekika does do some effect even when it's by itself? Because it says that the problem with doing rekika again was that they're going to think that the first rekika was nothing, but the rekika was something. It makes their usher to the brothers.
Right.
So the Gemara says clearly that Rekika itself will answer to the
Rabbanim. Very nice. On level of the Reis, level of the Rabbanim.
It's making it sound like a
Reis,
otherwise
it would be a Zerah. That's the Karen Aras Kasha from before. And a Chanazi. Let's say Kula Chalak Zerahi. On a simple level, the Maskana is the Rabbi Kiva, the pure the Rabbanim. The Rekika apostles, they'll think of the previous Chalit, even previous to that. Okay, let's go back. Okay, that's what it says. That's what we can learn Pshat. Okay. Watch this now. Watch what's happening now. Uparach hashash shaper avua d'shmuel d'amar rakika psala min ha'achin. What's the kasha? Umaba mokom mitzvah dikul emeim amidi havi aymurim. Tichi yisnu makav afil ochi amin alo makav. Afa gav dev shal loruk. Hayna wa kocha bitam tikon espaza moshe bezin. Eina rakika mitzvah. V'ein tzoruch loruk. Afa pishev shadayin loruk. Yeah. Watch this now. Look inside and follow the mouse here. Im ken koshkein. The shalom b'shas chalitza she'ein arakika poseles she'ein b'shum srach mitzvah chalitza af lipsul zekushyas hashasha v'hainu achrei she'nispazru moshe v'bezdin, like the mashal against the Mordechai. Aval arakika the b'shas chalitza k'seder mitzvaso b'shas moshav v'adai d'yeshva mi'etzim ha'matir k'mo imurim. Fine. Fine. Oh. Now, this is the end of this paragraph. The sharper cause of a Ramzal, look what's happening now. This is very, very important. Rekiga v'chalitza matirin. V'hainu, rekiga d'bosa chalitza. Sharper domele murin. That's very nice. The calls there, look inside now. We're going to come to the climax of the onigun. The calls there, look inside. Berekika de basa chalitza, aber rekika lechud lochlitza, ein b'shum koach matir. It's nothing. It's like a mura without dam. To give a little kosher analogy, it's zero at zero. Ula hachi lo pasli minat Torah af l'rebi. Rekika lechud ein b'shum matir klal. It's nothing. Kevin lo makva. It's nothing. Nothing. Not comparable to a murim. It's nothing. So it's possible with the Rabbanan. Why did it in Korea? Besof, Ichlufi. Behind it. Look, here's the punchline. This is the real punchline. Watch this now. Watch this. Behind it. The cave of the Besof, Achar Chalitza, Lahochi me etzem hamatir, like a murin. So too, Chalitza makes the head there, the Rekika's gomeris, like the emurin. The cave of Sherekika gomeris hamatir, Lahochi gozru, Sherekika lechudav she'ein vosrach matir k'shi lechuda also lachlufim rekika shibasov shimateres rabosai. I would expect my rabbi to give this terrors. What do I mean by that? The Rav Zechron Levracha, whenever there's a gzera, you like to make the gzera into a lumdus. The gzera is a lumdus gzera. Since rekika is a matir when it follows chalitza, like a murim after a korban, so too, Rekika, since it is a matter in some cases, they made it Xera. Yes, you and I think, because we're not briskers, we're not on the yontavis, that's a purely prosaic Xera, a balabatish Xera. That is a Rekika, the guy make a mistake and think it was a previous Chalitza. Yes, you're right. On a balabatish terms, that's sufficient. But in longish terms, they never would have made such a Xera unless Rekika has some standing. And Rekika bar Alon has standing only because Rekika, which follows the Chalitza, has real standing. It's a real Gemara of the matter. That's what the Rambam means. He's not going against the Gemara of the Maskana. He's lumdashizing the Gemara. Let me use that expression. I can see my Rebbe saying this Teretz of the Shir. Enough years I sat by him to know that he would love this Teretz. It makes a lumdus out of a pure. We're not speaking lumdun. But Xeris and Xeris. No! Xeris have lumdus to them. They wouldn't have made a Xera on Rekik Alon if it wouldn't have a halachic standing, at least in a different case. Oh. The name of the Rekik Alachud Alapasta, also the Chlufi, the came into Rekik Alamateras Alapasta Achen, you know, we got a Chalitza Alapasta. Avakriya, the East, that's the Gemara means. Avakriya, the East, the Bemitchil, the Bemisov, Ein Bo Shum Matir! Av Shum Besov, it's not a Matir. Why? The Bemitchil of Adonai, Tzrach Matir, came first, it's nothing. It's not a matter at all. It's a mitzvah. Lawas and the chlufi. The rabbis give much more credit to Balabatim than we ever give them. Even the Balabatim make mistakes on Lamdonim. So the Lamdonim, oh, here's a matter, there's a matter. So the previous matter also. But Kriya is not a matter, we're not going to confuse it. I always wonder about these terutz, so they give me Balabatim so much credit to be such a big Lamdonim. Right? Remember, Rav Moshe gave credit this man? That the woman in Bukharia would know that a Yavam doesn't have a Zikup, made her into a big time of Chokham. Remember that one? Instead, it reminds you of this a little bit. Okay, fine. Weiter, where I lost it. The im name of the Kriya and Apostle Menachem, lo yilma the Mimena Chalitza, the Kriya Gemurah, which is the other, the Kriya and Mishrachim, Shrach Matir. The average Balabas, of course, knows this. Ben Shi Betchil, Ben Shi Besov. Kvod the Betchil, that's what Matir, Kachem, but Matir Besov. Now go back to the Rambam. What did Rambam say? Rokav lo cholta who ke chalitza psula u posel meshevikika hi amateres amchalitza u lahachi gazru kshehi lechuda. That's not all right. It's purely the Rabbanan. Ke chalitza psula. Shaken kriya shen amateres af im hachalitza lahachi lo gazru ba. Upirish them is Yashiv Yosem Upirish Rashi, because Rashi learned the Rekika Sheyiru Harekika Yomu Shehoya Gam Chalitza Betchila Dimken Gabe Kriya Neima Imkara Kriya LeBesov LeChud Posam Menachin Sheyiz Bodei Chalitza Betchila. Yet a good kasha. Vio the Otu Kaimina Beodem Sheyira Rak Harekika Vakriya VeLoYora Mashenase Mikodem VeAchakaf. Avi Mashen Pirashi Das Aramba Vasi Shapet Tzvei To Osilach Lufi Rekika LeChuda BeChalitza LeChuda. A different lumbus, he says, the average person will think, that there was a previous chalitza. Average person will think that since Rekika is a matir, when it comes after the chalitza, so too the Rekika itself should at least be, therefore it would have to, we would say, it's at least an oser when it comes by itself. This is what the Oneg Yom Tov is saying, a very, very, very big chiddush. A very big chiddush. A very big Kiddush. Oh, fine. Now he wants to know where he get it from. So I'm out of time. So the Neder tomorrow will begin with this last paragraph. If you want to look on your own from Mashalom and the Rambam until the end, then we'll go back. We still owe you stuff in the previous sugya about Raka Kodam, and give a look if you can in the Rosh Siman Yud Beis that belongs in this series of Makoros, and then I'll have Makoros for the next sugya. Missy out of the Shema. Okay. Thank you for the...